problems. Just walk this way.
Hold on, give me a sec. I'm slow.
Wow, you guys are really hurting. You know, you need to check out SSM Orthopedics. They can get you back to being you again. They have the area's leading board-certified orthopedic physicians. In fact, SSM Orthopedics does more knee replacements than anyone in St. Louis. No matter which part of your body hurts, they'll help you work toward living pain-free. Now, how does that make you feel? Thought so. Sign up for free seminars today at ssmhealth.com/orthopedics or call 1-866-SSM-DOCS.
Football is back. And so is Touchdown to Cash at Casino Queen. Every Tuesday through Saturday, correctly pick two games and receive $20 in Royal Free Play valid the following Sunday. Plus, you'll be entered to win $1,000 in Royal Free Play in the weekly drawing on Sundays at 4:30. Touchdown to Cash is back. So get into the game and join the fun all season long at Casino Queen. See Queen's Club for details. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Do you run a small business? How do you back up your computer files? If the answer's not Carbonite Business, you can do better. Unlike external drives or DVDs, Carbonite delivers online backup protection for all your computers. That's automatic, continual, and off-site. Finally, a better way to back up. Online, for as little as $229 a year. Try it free today at Carbonite.com. Use offer code FINALLY and get two bonus months with purchase. Carbonite.com. Offer code FINALLY.
Welcome to the Regulation Rodeo, where Missourians try and hang on to their jobs.
The last thing we need is EPA regulation that would slam Missouri families and businesses with higher energy costs, bucking even more of us from good-paying jobs. The U.S. House of Representatives has done its part. Now it's time for President Obama to tell his EPA to hold their horses. Visit energyformissourijobs.org to learn what you can do to protect your job, paid for by Energy for Missouri Jobs.
FM!
FM. And we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
green apple splatter.
Oh, boy.
So get loosened up. We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse.
Is that Carson Kressley or whatever his name is?
Yes.
Yeah, it sounded like him. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the October 9th. Can that be right, the 19th already?
Yeah.
Yep.
I made an expression one time. I hope it makes sense. Time flies. I know that sounds weird because time doesn't have wings or anything. It'll probably never catch on.
No, I don't
but
like it.
I use it anyway. Time flies. We're brought to you today by the Good Feet stores. There are three in the area. And if you got some nagging aches and pains, we may have a way to put an end to that. And it's waiting for you at the Good Feet stores. We'll talk about it. And we got some other stuff. And a joke. And
hey!
Round of introductions. The control board operator's name is Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are getting ready to switch jobs and have $25,000 or more saved up, we would like you to call Mark and Jason. They could give you an absolutely free consultation regarding your investment options.
What is the difference between absolutely free and just free?
Well, sometimes free, there's a catch
involved.
It's a trick.
Yes. It's not really free.
Absolutely free is absolutely free. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the tick chicks and go...
The tick chicks?
The what? Tick chicks?
The Dixie chicks?
Yes.
The tick chicks?
Hello to the chicks and go karts. That's what I was going to try cleverly
You're
to say.
You're saying hi to chicks and go karts?
Yes. That's
it. He must really like go-karts.
He does.
Tina Del Pies wants to say hi to everybody. Tina?
Hi, everybody.
Told you. Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. He'll be working. You know who they called him in for?
First Lady.
Biden and Obama.
Mm.
He will be helping guard them tonight. Good for you, Hebe.
Dr. Mrs.
Dr. Biden and Mrs. Obama. Bernice is in heaven.
Two horses hind end.
They're not going to let you do that.
What?
Mm. No, they're not going to let you do it.
What?
Oh, he's got a gift he wants to give the first and second ladies.
Oh, boy.
You're not going to let you do it. Because they're in vials of liquid, and it's like TSA. You can't take liquid in. What kind of perfume is it?
Cheese perfume.
Oh, my God.
Cheese perfume?
Why would they want
that
anyway?
They want that anyway.
Yeah.
Sometimes, that rat boy. Sometimes I wish he weren't even real.
Yeah.
How about Bruce Limpest in the all-boy orchestra?
Woo! I heard he was trying to get the Cardinals to let him throw out the first cheese.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't even know why I
that.
Cheese ball.
Brought to you by the Good Feet Stores. My grandmothers, I never knew my grandfathers. I think that's kind of a sad deal when you don't know your grandparents. I think having great grandparents, I mean, I don't mean great grandparents, I mean good grandparents, is a really good thing.
How old were they when you died?
How old were you? One.
Oh.
Yeah, both my granddads, I never really met them. And I had my grandmothers, my mother's mother, my dad's mother. What I remember about both grandmothers was their shoes. They wore those old woman lace-up black thick heel shoes. You know what I'm talking about?
The nun
like
shoes.
The old woman in the shoe kind of shoe.
Like the shoes that the nuns would wear.
Well, I don't know anything about what shoes nuns wear.
Yes, they do.
I didn't go to a Catholic school.
But like nurse shoes almost, but they're black instead of white.
Oh, no. They were just
they have that like
ugly,
1-inch.
Somebody got together heel. And said, all right, you designers come up with the ugliest shoe, the least attractive shoe any woman could wear.
And then they used to have the rolled down nylon. Sometimes they would just roll up a little ways.
That's hot.
Well, come on.
Oh, man.
Well, I'm sorry. Those are some beautiful shoes.
I'm sorry, I'm perverted at times.
But if you've ever seen illustrations in kids' books of like the old woman in the shoe, it's that big old black ugly shoe with lace up. That's what my grandmother's wore.
Orthopedic shoes almost.
Yeah, and I think the reason they had to wear them was that's your only choice. You either have a backache and whatever, or you wear these ugly, horrible-looking shoes. And then those support hose.
Oh.
Those real thick. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
They look like...
what was it supporting, too?
Your veins
legs.
Or something. It's supposed to...
I've always heard that, the veins, but how does...
if you don't wear them, are your veins going to fall out?
Fall out of your leg?
I don't know.
They bulge and stuff.
Oh, man.
I'll tell you, being old in
the old days...
being an old person in the old days was brutal. Now you have, I guess some other options, but one really great option is the Good Feet stores. You keep your same shoes. You can have decent-looking shoes. You don't change shoes. You keep wearing your own shoes. But you put the Good Feet inserts in there. And I say inserts because some people need more than one. Let's say you have an insert for, I don't know, early in the day. Or if you work on your feet, there's one you wear at work and then one you wear when you're just kind of knocking around on the weekend. Or maybe you only need one. I have three, but I really only use one. And it's the most serious one. And because I think it does what I need to have done. And I've not had plantar fascia.
I guess you could say things are getting pretty serious.
Well, they are getting serious, Lauren. And why don't you stop using the stupid voice? I had plantar fasciitis twice. And I've not had it at all since I got these inserts. And I've had these inserts now for, I would say, a year, a little over a year. Not a trace of it. And if you've never had it, you'll know when you get it. It's like somebody stabbed you in the foot with a knife. You'll know it. It's the kidney stone of foot pain.
Oh.
I don't know how stronger to put it. So the Good Feet stores have the solution to a lot of people's pain in their feet, in their knees, in their back, neck, head, and maybe they have the solution for you. I hope they do. You won't know until you visit them. You don't need an appointment. You'll be there 30, 40 minutes. And you're going to know. And you may very well walk out of there with this feeling. That's the sound of, I don't feel that pain anymore. Thank goodness something has changed. Yes, it has. And the Good Feet insert is what changed it. Three locations in the St. Louis area. Just west of 270 on Olive, across from Friday's. In South County on Union, across from Macy's. And in Shiloh, Illinois, across from Dierbergs. You can go to goodfeetstlewis.com for one-stop pain relief, the Good Feet stores. You want a bonus joke?
Well, sure.
Guy gets a job as a Walmart greeter. Hey, scoot up close to the radio, everybody. This is rare. We don't just give, you know, bonus jokes. The reason for this is it's there's a sort of a grading scale, and a joke has to meet a certain level to qualify for Playhouse. This didn't quite.
They're different calibers.
Caliber, right? Yeah. But it's good enough for a bonus joke. Gets a job as a Walmart greeter, and about 2 hours into his first day, this really unattractive, mean, stinky woman comes in the store. She's ugly. Her teeth are bad. She has bad posture. She's yelling obscenities. She has a filthy, vulgar mouth. And yelling them at her kids, slapping her kids around.
Oh.
She's nasty looking. So the guy who's got the new job as the greeter, he says, good morning and welcome to Walmart. Are these your children? Aren't they cute? Are they twins? She says, why don't you go to hell?
Wow.
He said, well, I'm just trying to be friendly. It's my first day as a greeter. Yeah, well, I hope it's your last day as a greeter. And she says, and answer your stupid question, are these twins? No, little SOBs aren't twins. One's 9 and the other 7. They're 2 years apart. How stupid are you? How could they be twins? 7 and 9, duh. What are you, blind or stupid? He says, ma'am, I'm not blind or stupid. I just find it hard to believe that anybody could have slept with you twice.
Yeah. I have a story.
And now with a story, Tina Del Piero.
Okay, this is from a listener. He had sent me some information about the Marines and stuff. And he said, he sent me this story about your joke, how he used to listen, or he does listen every day to hear the joke.
Okay.
And he was driving home. It was already dark because it was the winter time.
Mm-hmm.
And he pulled into his driveway, and he had to go to the bathroom really, really, really badly.
Boy.
But he didn't want to miss the joke. So he, you know.
That's why they make Depends.
Well, he rolled the window down so that he could hear the radio, and he got out and was standing on the side of his driveway peeing into a bush.
Oh.
And while he was standing there, a cop came by,
whipped
on his lights,
and
pulled into the driveway, and he's like, what are you doing? You know, and he says, he explained to him that he was listening to your joke, and he said he told the officer the joke, and the officer thought it was funny and left.
Beautiful. He's heartbeat away from being a sex offender.
Wow. His name was Ron.
Wow.
So. Man.
I thought you were going to say that he's in prison now.
No, he said, I guess the cop liked
You know, you can you urinate outside. I mean, it can be bad. You can get on the sex offender list.
Was it his bush, though?
Yeah, it was his driveway.
It doesn't matter.
It's public. You're exposing yourself in public. It's a weird law. I don't think it's right. I don't think that's right if somebody has
it's
to
dark.
Relieve.
Nobody could see it. Unless you pull up at lights.
Well, in Dan's case, you've been light. Nobody can see.
Yeah. Can't you get in trouble if you open up your picture window and you stand in front of your window naked looking outside?
I think so.
I think you can get in trouble for that.
You should be able to in your own home stand in your window if you wanted to without any clothes on.
Swing it around.
Yeah. Hey, look, I'm an elephant.
Don't laugh at him.
I could throw mine over either shoulder.
Oh, man.
Not at the same time, of course. But,
I'm
sorry, everybody. No, folks, I'm sorry.
They're
I've got nothing to do with this part of the show. All right, it's cold. How do you like this weather? How do you like this? You walk outside, what does that feel like? All right, cut that in half, and then cut that in half, and then cut that in half. And that's what the winter is going to be like. The reason I mention how miserable it's going to be, we have a couple of rooms for the trip to the Dominican Republic. Do you have anything that sounds like Caribbean or island music or something? Here's the deal. Every year, we sell out. We sold them out this year. And then, of course, every year things happen. Unfortunately, somebody loses a job. There's downsizing. Somebody in the family gets sick. Blah, 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 blah. So you have a couple of rooms that pop up. We have a couple of rooms. I'm going to give you this rate again, and I'm going to say to you, I would jump on this if I were you. If you want to go with us to the destination that more than any other got rave reviews from our travelers and people who have been with us multiple times overwhelmingly agree this is the greatest trip we've taken. Punta Cana, Dominican Republic, the ocean blue resort. It's an all-inclusive resort. We leave January 22nd. Now think, just go ahead, close your eyes, not if you're driving, and just fast forward to January 22nd. Here's what it'll sound like. That's the sound I'm doing ice and ice chips and hail on your windshield. Or this sound. You call back home. We leave January 22nd. We're gone for exactly 1 week. Okay? We come back. What is that, a Saturday or Sunday? The 22nd. I forgot.
I believe it's Saturday to Saturday.
We come back the next Saturday. You're going to call home. And they're going to hear this on your end of the phone. Okay? And then you're going to call, and here's how that's going to go. Yeah. Hey, how's everything going? We're down here in the Dominican with Large Morning Show in the afternoon, and man, is it nice. How you doing back there?
Not too good.
What's the temperature like in St. Louis?
Well, they said today it could warm up to 6 degrees.
Oh, that sounds great.
Wow, sorry to hear that.
What kind of temperature were you guys at? Where are you, Punta Cana?
Yeah, it's, let me look. Hang on here.
Hey, what's the temperature, Peon? 84, Frank.
Peon says it's 84.
Oh, man, you know what? I should have gone with you guys. I know I had a chance. I gotta go. I think I'm getting sick. I got the flu. I gotta go.
Oh, you want that? Is that what you want?
Now, which one of our listeners called home?
Look, there's a lady with no top
on. There was a bunch
Bill,
of them.
That was Bill Crawl.
Bill Crawl?
Yeah.
You know the song? Doesn't it sound like they're singing One Ton Tomato?
One Ton Tomato. I think that's the version we just played. One Ton Tomato. John Landoff and his wife will join us this year for the first time.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Tom Price. Like the MVP of last year's trip
will be
joining us again. They had so much fun, and his wife, Candy. And then a bunch of regulars and a bunch of new people. New people.
Well, there are new people,
too. And there are, and there's maybe some nude people. But we have some repeat travelers with us, and we'd love for you to go with us. I realize in this economy, not everybody can go. But in this economy, this looks like a pretty good deal, considering you get to hang with us. It's $1,729 per person, double occupancy, all-inclusive, meaning from the time you get into Lambert till you get back to Lambert, you don't need another dollar in your pocket. I'm a big fan of tipping, even though all-inclusive resorts don't require it. I say take $100 and dole it out over the course of the week. These people work very hard.
They will remember you.
They will remember you if you give them just even a modest tip. Now, here's the deal. This beach is I can't describe to you the beach in the Dominican Republic. I've been down in the Panhandle. That's a gorgeous stretch of beach. I've been to Mexico. I've been to Jamaica. I've been to the St. Thomas. I've been, you know, a lot of these places. There is no beach like this beach in the Dominican Republic. It is located on Bavaro Beach and within the White Sand Golf Course area. There are all the rooms are junior suites, which means two queens or a king. And we're not getting into any of that. Trust me. Yeah, that's right, Lauren. There are 7 themed restaurants and 2 buffets at the Ocean Blue. There are 7 a la carte restaurants.
Do you remember when we were there last time? They had that buffet just for us, steak and lobster.
Right there
in front of you, grilling that stuff. Oh, my.
And I'm sure we'll do something like that again. This place has its own bowling alley. Bowling lane. And it's that cosmic neon black light bowling.
And its own casino.
It has its own little casino. They have archery, volleyball, billiards, and on and on and on and on and on. And nightly activities and entertainment and shows every night. It's just tremendous. The lobby bar has free Wi-Fi access. There are 2 poolside bars, 4 snack bars, 3 themed bars. You say, that sounds like a lot of bars. Yeah, it's all inclusive. You could just if you've ever wanted to, you'd made the decision, I think I'd like to become an alcoholic. Well, this would be a good place to go and start that mission,
yes,
that journey. Of course, I'm kidding. I'm not endorsing that. We will have a pre-trip party here, as we always do in St. Louis, and then we will have at least a couple of group functions in Punta Cana. Let me make one thing very clear. There is no agenda. There is no itinerary. When you get there with us, you can sleep all day. You can do nothing, read a book, go nowhere, or you can exhaust yourself and sign up for these other optional things like, you know, zip lining and whatever. So do a lot, do nothing. You don't have to be anywhere anytime. There's no assigned seating times. We just all show up and eat, and then an hour later we eat again, and then an hour later we eat again. So we're going to run into each other eating or sipping drinks or sitting around the pool.
Sitting around the swim up bar.
We play cards in the lobby. We get poker games together. It's just a hoot, and we have some great listeners. The greatest bunch. I've been doing this a long time, and I've been on a lot of trips. This current group is the nicest bunch of people from their 30s to their 70s. And we'd love for you to join us. If you're interested, you need to call Julie. And I'd call her tomorrow morning because we do have a couple of rooms that have come available. She is at Great Southern Travel. And this information, by the way, is on, I believe it's still on frankopinion.com. If you go there, you should be able to. Is it on our Facebook page?
Yes, I can re-bring it back up.
Piano, yeah, put it back on the front page of our Facebook page. So that's, again, we leave the 22nd. Of January, we have come back a week later, the following Saturday. We'd love to have you with us.
You going to give her number or how to get a hold of her?
No, because she's not there right now, and it would be kind of a waste of time. I figure if they go to the site and find it, they'll be able to call.
Oh, boy. Big in the britches over there.
Well, somebody's trying to tell me how to do my
big
job.
Me?
Big in the britches.
Well, that wasn't very nice.
What does that
women
mean?
Don't want to hear. And by the way, you made that up. Nobody says you're big in your britches.
Oh, no, somebody, isn't that
getting
a term?
Too big for your britches.
Too big for your britches.
Not getting big in the britches.
A guy would like britches. That.
Well, I just.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you personally myself.
If I wanted to send to a guy, hey, you look like you're getting big in your britches.
I always have been told that I'm big in my britches, so that's why I was confused with the two terms.
Yeah.
Sure you have.
Your britches are bursting.
Saw a commercial last night, and it was for Dr. Pepper 10. I don't understand why there's a Coke, a Diet Coke, and a Coke Zero, and I sure don't understand now why there's a Dr. Pepper, a Diet Dr. Pepper, and Dr. Pepper 10. And in the commercial, and it's a real, like, rough guy commercial, they're four-wheeling. They're going through some rough terrain, and toward the end, the guy says, Dr. Pepper 10, it's not for women.
What is that?
Okay.
I guess because it doesn't have diet in the title. They're saying men don't drink diet soda. Yeah,
okay, whatever. I don't get it. Now, I caught my wife doing something again today, and I've seen her do this many, many times, and she stops what she's doing and turns to the TV and is transfixed and mesmerized, soaking it in, and it's any of these cooking segments. Now, tell me if you can figure this out. If I say something to her and Paula Deen or one of these chefs is on the Today Show, well, today we're going to whip up whatever, she's on it. She has never cooked one single thing those people have demonstrated. Not one.
Doesn't it seem like
she likes watching other people cook?
Every show has
too many cooking segments.
Yeah, a lot of those cooking
segments.
Too
many. It's just too much.
The Today Show has two or three of them,
and
don't
she locks. Yeah. At least two or three in the course of a morning. They'll have two or three, and it's just where. Well, we have with us in the kitchen Chef so and so. What are we making today? And it's and they go through. She watches every one. I've never tasted any of those meals they made, and I don't get it. I don't know why she watches them. Is it so that she can make a point in her mind, I'm never going to make this? I'm going to make sure I never make
it. No, I think it sounds good, and she can ask for it when she goes out with you for dinner.
Yeah, but
watch somebody
where are you going to go for dinner where they're going to prepare this special recipe?
Well, they might have something like that.
You know, if Laura Bush or somebody or Jill Biden is on TV going, this is my grandmother's recipe for carrot cake, she'll watch it and never make it. Never.
It's some kind of torture. There's something psychological going on here where she knows I'm watching her and I'm thinking maybe, hey, maybe she's going to make this for me. Yeah. And then every time I'm disappointed. Maybe that's it. It's a torture thing. Channel 5 is running these goofy, stupid promotions for this McGonagall. Hey, stop running those. They're the dumbest things we've ever seen. McGonagall. Pat McGonagall.
Why don't you just call him Pat?
Yeah, and then Scott Connell is on there, and somebody is trying to pronounce it, and they go, is it McGonagall? Is it McGonagall? And then Scott Connell says, not even close. Well, yeah, it is close. It's McGonagall, and he said McGonagall. How much closer can you be? They are really stupid. So you can stop those, or don't take my advice and don't stop them. Somebody sent me some pictures of Jay Leno's car collection. It's 3 full hangars at the Burbank Airport.
Holy cow.
Bill Cleveland is going to put them on frankopinion.com, hopefully tonight. Wait till you see the photos taken in Jay Leno's garage.
How many?
Oh, it's 40 photos, probably. I mean, I think everything that's in that garage is captured on...
You don't know how many cars are in there?
Oh, how many cars? I don't know. Photos, I know. But I would say there have to be 300 cars in there.
Did you see Charlie Sheen on Leno last night?
It was a repeat.
Oh, was it?
I didn't watch it once. I realized it was a repeat because I knew I'd already seen it. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Guy walks in on his wife in the bathroom, and she's in front of the mirror, and she's checking herself out, and she's turning sideways and turns to the other side. And then he sees that her iPad, he looks down at it, and he sees where she's been searching sites for breast enlargement. And he says, what's going on here? And she says, I'm just tired. I'm tired of being flat-chested. I'd like to have some boobs. He says, what are you looking for? What are you searching there? She says, oh, just some different alternatives. And so he picks it up, and he sees these various surgeons and doctors you can go to. And he says, no. He says, we're not doing that. We're not paying. She says, well, you're not the one that's a woman who has the chest of a man. You don't know what it's like. He says, look, I understand you wanting bigger boobs, but we're not paying thousands of dollars for any of these procedures. I got a better idea. She says, oh, really? Well, I hope it's not creams or pills, because that stuff doesn't work. He said, no, it's not. It's toilet paper. Why don't you, twice a day, just rub your chest with toilet paper to make your boobs bigger? And she says, why would that? What makes you think that would do anything? He said, well, look what it did for your butt.
This traffic report is sponsored by John Beale Roofing, and here's Tim Wiley with your Golden Oak Lending traffic. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Tina. If you're traveling on southbound 270, it's heavy around Olive and then congested from Clayton Road overpass down through Doherty Ferry. Southbound 170 is still slow from Olive down through Highway 40. Westbound 70, you're running into some heavy traffic between Zumbel and T.R. Hughes. Eastbound 70, stop and go from O'Fallon Park to the Edward Jones Dome. Also, eastbound 70 ramp to Adelaide is closed due to some police incidents that are going on. On westbound 40, it's heavy from Kings Highway through McCausland, 270 out to Mason. A little bit slow as you go from Clarkson down to Boone's Crossing. Then it opens up. You look pretty good to the Boone Bridge. And eastbound 40, it's congested from Clarkson to Mason. Still slow from Clayton Warson in pockets up through Big Bend. This traffic report is brought to you by your Greater St. Louis Area Toyota dealers. Toyota owners, for the month of October, purchase a set of 4 tires and receive the mounting and balancing at no extra charge. See participating Toyota dealer for details. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550 is your home for everything Mizzou, especially on Mizzou Mondays this fall. Tune in this Monday night from 6 to 9 for Mizzou Monday, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City with John Hadley. We'll recap the last game, preview the next game, and for everyone at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, we'll have more fun off the air. Mizzou Mondays, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City. Brought to you by Four Roses Bourbon and the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, George Weber. October marks a terrific opportunity for car buyers. 3 Weber Chevrolet locations are under construction. We have to keep the cars moving off our lots faster than the factory is sending them to us. There's only one way to do that. We're taking every reasonable offer and giving you the lowest prices anywhere. Just listen to these examples. O12 cruises for just $15.9, plus 2.9 financing with approved credit. $15.9 and $2.9 for an O12 cruise. And every cruise on our lots have similar savings no matter what the equipment. At Weber, you can buy an O12 Malibu for just $17.9, also with 2.9 financing. Once again, every Malibu carries similar savings. Finally, we have new Silverado extended cabs for $18.9 with similar savings on all regular, extended, and crew cabs in 2- and 4-wheel drive. As always, everyone qualifies for all pricing. There are no hidden rebates and absolutely no gimmicks. It's only at the construction sale at Weber Chevrolet. Four locations or at WeberChevrolet.com.
How would you like to join other KTRS listeners? In Hawaii, you'll depart St. Louis March 2nd and spend 12 days in paradise, where the average daytime temperature is 73 degrees in March. You'll sail aboard NCL's state-of-the-art Pride of America, a newer freestyle ship that's all casual, with no formal nights. You'll be dining when and where you want. You'll visit Kauai, Maui, and on the Big Island, the orchid capital of the world, Hilo, as well as the sleepy fishing village of Kona. Plus, you'll spend 4 nights in Waikiki Beach, with sightseeing included. Prices including airfare from St. Louis start at only $2,828. A terrific price for everything included. For your brochure, call YMT Vacations at 1-800-736-7300. Space is limited, so call today. 1-800-736-7300 to travel with other KTRS listeners departing March 2nd. Call 1-800-736-7300.
Getting a DUI can be devastating. What do you do? Who do you call? Call legal expert Mike Jones. Mike is a regular on The McGraw Show. Mike is capable of handling virtually any legal situation. He'll cut through the confusion and explain your options to you in a very easy-to-understand way. And Mike, because of his understanding of the law and vast experience, will guide you to the best possible outcome. Put your trust in legal expert Mike Jones. Call Mike now at 314-862-5858. 314-862-5858.
If you get stopped by a police officer for driving while intoxicated, you have the right to take 20 minutes to call an attorney before you decide whether or not you're going to take a chemical test of your blood, breath, saliva, or urine. Call me, even if it's in the middle of the night, Mike Jones, and I will help you make the right decision.
314-862-5858. 314-862-5858. Don't take chances with your legal situation. Call Mike Jones now.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision. It should not be based solely on advertisements.
Baseball. Playoff baseball. And our St. Louis team has their eyes on the prize. Before the game, during the game, or after all postseason games, anytime, you should make Hooters your baseball headquarters. Head to any area Hooters location for great food, great fun, all the action on the high-def TVs, and, of course, ice-cold beer.
Are you heading to the stadium?
Stop by Hooters Keener Plaza for food and drink specials before and after every home playoff game. And all area Hooters feature everyday drink specials. The playoffs and Hooters.
What a combination.
Are you ready for some football? Hooters style. Catch all the games from college to the pros at Hooters on their many, many high-def TVs. If your team is playing, Hooters has it on. And it's amazing what $2 can get you to drink at Hooters. Plus, they're famous for great food and everyday Bud family specials. Sure beats the heck out of sitting at home with nothing but a bag of chips. So make your plans to watch all the games the Hooters way. And even when there's no football on TV, the everyday great drink specials are always on at Hooters.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into two piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that, could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
Are you ready to update your flooring? Well, don't miss the Lowe's Floor event going on now through October 31st. Come in today and get free Stainmaster carpet installation with the purchase of any Stainmaster carpet and pad. Or check out tile and laminate flooring for only 68 cents per square foot. For these and more great values, check out the Lowe's Floor event now through October 31st. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 10/31. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
You focus on your business, U.S. Cellular will handle the wireless. Get on the network with the highest satisfaction of any national carrier and be the happiest customers in wireless.
Tiny bubble.
in Hawaii.
Well, he's in Hawaii. We had him and then we lost him, so we're trying to reconnect. It's hard to talk and surf at the same time. Your phone gets wet. Okay, apparently it dried out. We're going to check in with Mike Evans on the Big Island. Brought to you by Thompson Price. Kitchens, baths, and home. I think Tom Price ought to open a division in Hawaii. Then I could go there, and it's tax deductible. It's business. I need to go there so I can talk about his place in Hawaii. I'll talk to him about that. For now, we know who is there, and that is Mike Evans. The website you need to go to find out about the great work, or at least a sample of the great work done by Thompson Price and his crew, is thompsonprice.com. Off to Hawaii we go, and say aloha to Mike Evans.
Aloha.
Hui ho. Hui ho.
Hui ho.
What does that mean, hui ho? What does that mean?
Do we meet again?
Well,
that's nice.
That is so beautiful.
Until next time.
Okay.
If you look at your cell phone, see the picture.
Well, it hasn't come through yet, and I don't have a picture.
Oh. Do you get pictures on your cell
phone? Yes, I do.
Hey, you know what? We're not going to do a pop quiz question today, I don't think. Because, you know, I'm going to talk about a little bit. And I got some TV stuff for you. Actually, there's a couple of little pop quiz questions within the report, so that'll be kind of cool. The defense is going to take over the Dr. Conrad Murray trial. I'll tell you one thing the defense is going to say over and above, that they believe that Michael Jackson gave himself the lethal dose of the propofol. They're also going to say that all the evidence that was collected on June 29th from the House, that none of that should be allowed to be put in as evidence, because from June 25th to the 29th, the house was not secured. People that were in it, coming in and out of there, that worked for Michael, and that the house wasn't secured, so any evidence could have been planted or tainted. So they want all that evidence thrown out, which is a lot of the evidence with the propofol. So we'll see how that works. TV ratings, I thought this was just kind of interesting. Sunday Night Football pulled 14.5 million viewers.
Okay.
14.5. Amazing Race. Amazing Race?
I watched the first night. That's the only night I watched.
I liked it. 9.3 million. Okay. Dr. Phil, 3.1 million.
That's too many. That's even too many.
Anderson Cooper, 1.3 million.
Ooh, ouch.
Rosie O'Donnell, 200,000.
Yeah! 200,000 for that pig. Rosie O'Donnell. No, it's unbelievable that 200,000 would watch her.
You're right there, but I mean, you talk about just taking a dump. Holy
good,
my good.
All right, now we got three quickies here for you as far as television ratings. Who won the last week they were on together? They were on against each other. Playboy Club or SpongeBob SquarePants?
Well, I'm going to go Playboy. I mean SpongeBob, because obviously Playboy was a disaster.
Right.
4.2 for SpongeBob, 4 million for Playboy. But
close.
Here again, Playboy, you know, costs a lot more money to produce than SpongeBob.
Oh, it's a major production. Are you watching Pan Am?
Yeah, but it's slipping in the ratings.
I like it, though. I like it.
I like it, too. Yeah. I'm sorry to see it slipping. NBC's Free Agent or Pawn Stars?
Which one had more or fewer?
Who had the most viewers?
Pawn Stars, I believe.
Yeah.
Pawn Stars 4.2, Free Agent 1 million. And you know what? I'm going to send a Mike Evans T-shirt to whoever in the studio gets the next one right.
Well, this is a big prize. I am dug in and ready.
Jersey Shore versus Charlie's Angels.
Tina, what do you think?
Jersey Shore.
Jersey Shore.
Jersey Shore.
Jersey Shore. We all see Jersey Shore.
You're wrong. It was a tie, 7 million to 7 million.
So we get T-shirts because we were actually.
No, you don't. No.
Oh, you tricked us! You didn't. You weren't going to give anybody.
No, it was a tie.
No, you had to say it was a tie. That's your answer. It's a tie.
I didn't think
either
that was
answer
a choice,
was
man.
Wrong. No matter what we said, it would have been wrong.
Brother,
don't argue with it. Yeah, don't argue with it.
There?
Yeah, sure.
Are you sad? I'll send you a T-shirt.
No, we're not. No, it's okay. That's okay.
I'll take one.
I'll send you one.
I'll take one.
I still want one.
Extra large.
Of course, Charlie Angels cost 15 times more to make in Jersey Shore.
Tina's T-shirt, make it small and soak it with water before you send it.
Yeah.
They're doing you didn't want to see your boo-boos.
Yeah.
Boo-boos.
That's right, we do.
Bet you didn't know. Alan Dershowitz.
Attorney.
He charged Mike Tyson $1.1 million when he did that rape case and lost. When he went to jail, Mike Tyson told Alan Dershowitz that when he got out and started fighting again, he would pay him back. Mike Tyson paid back every $1.1 million.
No, good for him.
I think that's amazing. Justin Bieber and Lady Gaga and Ryan Seacrest and Dick Clark. Dick Clark is going to be able to take a much more active role. We'll all be on camera for the New Year's Eve celebration this year.
Oh, no.
All right.
Bieber, Gaga, Dick Clark is going to be there.
Oh, boy.
And finally...
No. I don't watch it anyway, so it doesn't matter.
I really, man, it's a really good, I've had a very good day today. I lost today playing golf over in Pearl Harbor. Shot an 82 with a guy by seven strokes. He's really, really good. 85, sunny, beautiful.
Just like now, here.
Everybody's talking about the World Series, and we're excited about St. Louis, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Hutton Gibson is Mel Gibson's dad. He is 93, critical condition. He is on his, he is very gravely ill. A lot of people in Hollywood say, good, they can't wait till this guy dies, which reminds me of the most unbelievable quote. I mean, he's made a lot of them, but the most unbelievable quote that Clive Gibson, and it was recorded and heard it. Ready?
Ready.
Quote. He said, quote, there were too many survivors of the Holocaust.
Whoa. Too many survivors.
That was what Mel Gibson's dad said?
Yeah. Wow. There were too many survivors of the Holocaust.
Yeah. Goodbye and burn in hell.
Wow.
Hates Jewish people.
Yeah.
Anything you had to say, Frank? Did you get the picture?
No, and I have to say, if we do this tomorrow, let's don't do it from this same spot because it's cut out more than it's cut in.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm actually in the jungle, up in the watershed jungles right now.
That would explain
it. But I
yes.
came up here to take a picture so you can see where I was. I thought that was kind of nice.
Well, it didn't come through, and only half the broadcast did, so tomorrow we'll just get a better spot.
I'm sorry. I'll be in a better place tomorrow. I'm just trying to share with you and show the love and aloha that Mike Devin has for you.
We understand. Yeah. How long has he been in broadcasting? And he keeps referring to a picture that nobody can see, that I don't have.
And the only reason
through.
He went in a place with no cell service was to take that picture.
Yeah. I just want to tell you
about... And see, where can I go and get a real clean signal? How about the jungle?
Oh, he's the best.
Mel Gibson's dad is... The quote, he said, was...
0.4 million. million.
That was a great... after the show, we'll get together and judge which was a better report, yesterday or today. That's going to be a tough one. Here's what's not tough, is to get ready for tomorrow night for the Captain's Table Buffet at Argosy Casino Alton, because tomorrow night is Thursday night, and that means all-you-can-eat shrimp and crab legs, and the biggest crab legs in town. Now, they didn't start the biggest crab legs in town thing until several months ago, and I wonder what happened there if somebody said, hey, these crab legs aren't big enough.
And you got a new supplier, maybe?
Argosy said, well, you know what? We'll fix that. We'll get some bigger crab legs. And they not only got bigger, they got the biggest crab legs in town. So that's tomorrow night, all-you-can-eat shrimp and crab legs at the Captain's Table Buffet, Argosy Casino, Alton. If you like John Michael Montgomery, and you might like him and not even realize that you like him. You might not be aware of what great songs he did till you hear him again. November 11th and 12th at Argosy's Music Hall, he will be on stage. And if you want to help the Marines and the whole Toys for Tots thing, you can do that and see a great show at the same time. And that would be December 9th and 10th, Argosy's Music Hall, Bob Zaney, Greg Morton, Keith West, Showgirls, all in a holiday variety show. Again, that is the 9th and 10th. You can bring an unwrapped toy for Toys for Tots. That'll get you in, or you can pay $10. That's right, $10. Aren't many deals like that around anymore. Bet with your head, not over it. That's always a good idea. Get an Argosy Preferred card. That's a good idea. And remember this number, 1-800-711-GAME.
With your Golden Oak Landing traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Tina. Just got word of an accident. Now it's on Natural Bridge at McKelvey. Southbound 270 looking much better. A little bit slow south of Clayton Road overpass down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 70, it's just heavy now. Mid-Rivers Mall Drive in pockets out through T.R. Hughes. Coming in on eastbound 70, that's getting a little bit better, too. You're slow midway between Grand and Salisbury to 10th Street. Eastbound 40, that's still pretty heavy from 141 up through Mason, and you're going to find it slow from McKnight up to Big Bend. On eastbound 270, that's still heavy a little east of McDonald through New Florissant. And this traffic report brought to you by Fifth Third Bank. Get something back from your home with a Fifth Third Equity Flex line at a low rate. Call 1-866-53-LOANS or go to 53.com. Fifth Third Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hey, Pauly, I think it's time for a sit-down.
A sit-down? That don't sound too good, boss.
It's okay, Pauly. You can pick the place. Pick a nice place.
Well, gee, boss, I'd have to go with Mama Campisi's on the Hill.
Ah, Mama's on the Hill, the home of toasted ravioli and the best chicken spadini in town.
Yeah, boss, Mama's is the premier family restaurant on the Hill. My cousin Gino had his wedding reception there, and they catered the funeral, I mean the going-away party for little Tony.
Oh, yeah, little Tony. He loved Mama's homemade dressing on the salad and their linguine with clams. Little Tony always had great taste.
That's right, boss. We could do lunch or dinner. They're open 7 days a week, and it's easy to find on the Hill at Edwards and Bischoff.
Okay, Pauly. Give them a call and make a reservation for tonight.
Sure thing, boss. By the way, when's the last time you ate at Mama's?
Oh, just last month with little Tony.
Mama's on the Hill. Reserve your next sit-down by calling 314-776-3100 or go to mamasonthehill.com.
Do you have a leaky roof or any kind of a roofing problem?
If your roof needs a repair, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
Anytime, anywhere, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal. If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal.
John Beal.
You focus on your business, U.S. Cellular will handle the wireless. Get on the network with the highest satisfaction of any national carrier and be the happiest customers in wireless.
Some prefer cremation and others traditional burial. It's a matter of personal